My belly's a grumbling. Let's just think about rustling up some food. You kids hungry?
Uh-huh.
Sure am.
Yes, sir.
The beans are cooking, and the biscuits are in the camp oven. All that's left to do is for one of you men to slice up the bacon.
I can sure get to doing that.
Mr. Morgan?
Yes, baby?
All them men that was on the ground back at the camp, was they all dead?
No, baby. Most of them were knocked unconscious by the blasts. They've all got bad headaches, I can tell you that. But they're still alive.
Too bad. I was hoping they were all dead.
Me too.
How you feel about them outlaws, boy?
They beat me several times.
Jerry got to his feet and walked away from the group. Tess and Sarah with him.
I think I'll join them. Unless you need me to help you with supper, Mother.
No, you go ahead, Susan. I think being with someone their own age is just what those kids need right now.
You don't reckon a boy was, well, messed with, do you?
Wouldn't surprise me none. There's some mighty strange people in this world.
Julie placed the bacon Frank had sliced into the big skillet.
Disgusting.
It happened quite often back in ancient times.
Still disgusting.
Just stating something I read.
Keep on, you're gonna get you a skillet upside your pumpkin head. Words you read in a book won't mean a hill of beans then. Besides, here come the children. That ain't fitting talk for them to hear.
It is if it happened to them.
Frank, hush up.
Mr. Morgan, we want to know what you plan on doing with us.
Well?
Frank paused in his attempt to steal a biscuit from the camp oven. Julie spotted him and almost took his hand off with a ladle.
Ow!
Well, when we get to town, I'll start sending out telegrams to your relatives.
Why can't we stay with you and Miss Julie?
Why don't you ask Miss Julie?
Because Mr. Morgan and I aren't married, Tess.
Frank sneaked a hot biscuit and smiled at Julie when she cut her eyes at him.
You could have snagged me one, too.
You want to risk losing a hand? Snag your own biscuit.
But you're going to get married, aren't you? That's what Susan says, anyway.
Susan!
Well, if you're not, how come you're always making moo-moo eyes at him?
Moo-moo eyes?
I'll just go and see about the horses.
I think I'll join you.
Sit down. Young lady, you're really a fine one to be talking about making eyes at someone. Don't you think I've seen how you and Danny look at each other?
They're going to get married, too?
Certainly not.
Oh, yes, we are.
Lord have mercy, we ain't never going to get to eat.
You are not going to get married, young lady.
Oh, yes, we are, too.
You. I blame you for this.
I swear to you, Miss Julie, this is the first I heard any talk about us getting married. Yeah, we've been holding hands and kissing some, yes, but...
You've been smooching with my daughter?
Quick, give me one of them biscuits.
Well, yes, we have, and as far as getting married, well, I think that's a grand idea.
Oh, you do you?
I do, too. Thought we had some jam around here someplace. That biscuit's sort of dry.
You don't like my biscuits?
I didn't say that. I just said...
And I think Susan and Danny getting married's a dreadful idea.
Well, I just thought...
Who asked you to think?
Now you done it. This is shaping up to be a real stem winder.
I love him.
You're too young to know what love is. My God, child. How will he support you?
By farming.
These here biscuits is a tad on the dry side.
Then you make the biscuits from now on.
Now whose butt is overloading his mouth?
When we get to a town, Danny and me are getting married.
The hell you are. You don't have my permission.
Then we'll just live together in sin and tell everybody we're married.
If you want my opinion...
I don't. Mr. Dewey, where are you going?
To find that jar of jam. These biscuits, need some improvement.
I think you know what you can do with that jar of jam.
Whoa, that would be plumb uncomfortable.
Not to mention that you'd ruin the jam.
It's settled. Danny and me are getting married.
Good. Now can we eat?
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.